The psychic reached for a deck of tarot cards and began to shuffle them expertly. Then she handed the deck to Julie. Shuffle until your intuition tells you to stop, then cut the cards with your left hand, she said. Julie did as she was told, then handed the deck back to Kat, who laid out 10 cards in a pattern on the table. 6 cards formed a cross with 4 cards stacked vertically beside it. This is the Celtic cross spread. It will help define your current path and indicate where that path will lead if you continue on it. Julie just nodded, forgetting Kat could not see her. She looked closely at the cards and saw, yes, they were indeed marked in Braille. Instead of touching the cards to read them, Kat sat unmoving, and then her head fell forward onto her chest. Julie began to shift in her chair. Now what? With no idea what to expect next, she cast an exasperated glance at Gustavia, who shrugged. She also seemed surprised by this turn of events. Feeling more and more uncomfortable, Julie had just about decided to get up and leave when Kat raised her head. Something was different, but Julie couldn't quite put her finger on it. Then a slow chill began to crawl up her spine. The eyes gazing into hers were no longer deeply blue and vacant. They were lighter, an icy gray color, and it was obvious their owner could see her clearly. These eyes knew Julie, and she them, as they began to drink in every detail of her appearance. Slowly, Kat's features seemed to shift. The angles and planes melted, then multiplied like a double exposure in a photograph, so that, overlying the medium's face, was one Julie would have known anywhere. Rooted to the spot, Julie just stared. Then her heart skipped a beat before it began to pound in her chest. All the blood drained from her face, leaving her normally rosy skin a ghostly white beneath its liberal dusting of freckles. She slumped in the chair, feeling slightly faint, her hand pressed to her forehead. After a long moment had passed, Kat spoke in a voice Julie never expected to hear again in this world. "Oh, my darling girl, it is so good to see you." Kat held out both of her hands. Only a second passed before Julie reached out her own trembling hands and allowed them to be held in a warm grasp. Tears slipped unheeded down her face. "Grams, is that really you?" Julie whispered. "Yes, lovely one, it is me."
"I've missed you so much, but how? What is happening?"
"I know. I have missed you as well," Kat replied in Graham's voice. "But I've been with you every day. Now, listen closely. There is something you need to know, and a job for you to do."
"What?
A job? Are you telling me you have unfinished business? What do you mean?" Julie asked.
As eerily as it had appeared, the image of Julie's grandmother faded, almost like melting wax.